Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while from outer space. I'm Crazy Dave. I'm from Temecula, California, and with me this week is...
This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And this is Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
So, as I said, a little bit from outer space. Well, these really aren't extraterrestrial ales in the sense that they do come from outer space. I think, like, Dogfish had some meteorite beer or something. But this is our extra...
Sure they did. Some moon dust beer.
Yeah. This is our ET extraterrestrial ale episode. And we're going to be drinking beers that are related to space of some sort. For our fermentation conversation and on our YouTube video here that we're going to be doing, we're drinking Clown Shoes Space Cake.
Space Cake!
The Space Cake. It's a double IPA, but we're going to be drinking some other beers on the audio podcast. Toby, what you drinking?
I will be drinking the Alien Amber from Sierra Blanca.
Nice. I'm going to be trying the Taps Intergalactic Acid, man.
Yes, yeah, like,
yeah. Sounds far out, man.
And I'm actually sticking with Clown Shoes, and I'm drinking their Galactica.
Yes, Dave forgot that we had a Clown Shoes specific show already a couple years ago.
And we did. That's the Clowning Around show.
Yeah. Check it out. BeerCoastersPodcast.com. Clowning Around.
That's right, Clown Around. Just check our little search bar. Very convenient on our website. You just type in Clown Around. Boom. Clowning with an N, not I-N-G. I-N.
Do you guys have like the little...
Yeah.
And the shoes and the hair.
Yeah, we actually wore clown shoes the entire episode.
Yeah. Really?
Pretty cool, yeah.
Dang. Does Google Hangouts have like a little clown hat thing? I don't know. I think they have something. Yeah, there we go. Yes, there we go. Yeah, hey. Yeah. There it is.
All right. Can we crack this or what?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Clown shoot. Let's Clown Shoes that. Come to you from www.clownshoesbeer.com. They're out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. This beer is 9% by volume, and that's about all I know about it, other than the 9%. Little bit of marketing speak. It says, "Why are Miracle Mike and his dog Bionic being chased by many evil laser beam shooting cupcakes and two giant cake motherships? Because we're straight up lunatic
cupcakes flying all over us."
Yeah. Maybe with a few brain cells remaining, we managed to craft Space Cake Double IPA, utilizing citrusy mosaic hops and an immaculate West Coast malt-style malt backbone. Dude, chill out. Enjoy some Space Cake. So, yeah.
I will.
Cut the cake.
Bottled and brewed by Mercury Brewing Ipswich, Mass.
Ipswich.
I wonder if they still brew for them. I'm not... I have to look into that.
It says
according to the bottle, it does.
Oh, well, if the bottle says so, we've never had any mess-ups there, have we? It's a nice, slick, golden color.
Yeah, it's more of an amber for me. It's got a beautiful head, though. Nice full head.
I had a thing. I got a
unlike my head of hair.
I poured pretty gingerly, but it's just hanging out. Like it's not going anywhere. It's a pinky finger of head. But it's
I got about a half finger.
Dude, I still got a full Yeti finger of a head.
Mine's slightly cloudy. Is yours, guys?
Yep.
Slightly cloudy. Yeah. I'm
getting on the nose, I get kind of a pineapple-y, citrusy.
Oh, yeah.
Pineapple on the brain.
Definitely.
I'm talking off mic earlier about something else. But.
No, but that's what that is. It's a nice, sweet pineapple. Like a nice.
Getting some malty nice stank, super light. Too.
Really?
You know, that real.
It's like a really.
The sweetness?
Damp, dusky kind of.
Yeah, it's like a musty. Yeah, real musty malt.
I don't get. Pineapple. I get maltiness, but not musty.
I think it's going to be easier once his head dissipates to be able to smell some of that. I don't know. That's what it seems like to me. Like, once the head dissipates, I can actually get more into some of the maltiness. But once the head's there, it's like, if it's got hops in it, that's what I'm usually smelling.
Candied pineapple.
Candied pineapple.
Yeah, it just smells like the dried fruit pineapple chunks. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Let's take a sip, guys.
All right.
Cheers. Cheers.
There's something very tropical about it.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow, well, that's a lot of malt. Really, surprisingly.
There's the pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, super pineapple. I wonder if this was brewed fresh with pineapple juice. Aftertaste is kind of...
Fresh hoppy. Whoa, hey. Sorry, guys.
We got an intergalactic communication coming in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Captain, incoming message.
Aftertaste, it's pretty clean. It's kind of, I don't know, like way in the aftertaste, it's like subtle. It's not, it doesn't leave a lot. I guess because I'm thinking about the beer we tried last week, the Gubna, how it really hung out on your tongue afterwards. And this hangs out just a little bit. It's just kind of it's real subtle aftertaste. But in the mouthfeel, you know, it's nice and big and a little sticky.
It's real sticky.
Captain, incoming message.
There's something else about it. There's like, I don't know, there's something about the maltiness in here. It's,
It's like taffy? Is that what it is? It has this interesting kind of
a little brininess, too, I think, is what you're getting at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can kind of see. Yeah, maybe
almost
that's
like
what it
like
is.
A salted caramel.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like a caramel coated hops,
but it's not super sweet.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not super sweet.
It's not. It's just, you know what? I mean, it's got a good malt backbone for a double IPA, and
it's got a real malty backbone.
I think double IPA should be that way. That's usually why I like them more anyway.
Mm-hmm.
More than just a straight IPA. Sorry, guys. I got to shut off my phone.
Captain, we are being hailed.
Man, you're full of it. Live radio.
Save some of the Star Trek ones.
It's the beer coasters with Crazy Dave and the Snowman.
Don't we have a Star Trek show slated sometime in the next few months?
We do have a Star Trek show coming up in August. All right, I'll save it for that.
Dave's gonna he's gonna get his cosplay out. Uh-oh. He's gonna put on his Vulcan.
Set phasers to drunk.
How badass would it be to get like Whoopi Goldberg like to show up as Guinan on our show? Have her drink some ale with us.
Hell yeah,
that would be cool. So what are you guys going to pair with this? I don't want cake with this. That's for sure.
No.
You don't want to eat a sesame cake?
Nope.
A space cake.
No sesame cake.
A space cake.
I don't know. Something.
I don't know.
I think spicy food it would work with. Maybe the spicy food would bring out more of the sweetness in the beer.
We had some wings with some ghost chilies a couple days ago. And needless to say, ridiculously hot. But something maybe toned down than those wings were. The thing about those ghost chilies is they creep up on you. You're like, oh, I can handle this heat. And and grow like in your it starts to tingle more hotter to where all of a sudden you inhale and you can almost like feel like that peppery spice going down your throat, you know.
I have a jar of this
much and like a nice spicy chicken wing, some interesting kind of chili would be good.
I have a jar of this marmalade. It's, I think it's orange marmalade with made with ghost chili peppers.
Damn.
It's really good. Because you don't really... It's weird because you don't really taste any kind of peppers. You just get this heat. You know, it's like this nice orange marmalade. Yeah. You spread it on your toast. Mmm, this is good. But then all of a sudden you get this...
Yeah, first thing you want in the morning is a mouthful of heat, huh? That'll wake you up.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking something for this. I really like... Like, you know, I like the pineapple kind of play on it. So I think the... I think pork goes good with that, so I'm thinking some sort of a roasted pig, kind of a thing, you know.
All right.
Can't go wrong with
that. Yeah. Really, Hawaiian pig and
any part of the pig.
Pig.
Besides, I'm not really into, but
you know. What about the cheek? You eat the cheek? Pig cheeks?
Not really much pig for the cheeks. Cheek, but
pig ears. The sesame kick.
Pig ears? I'll give pig ears to my dog. What happened? External.
All right, let's do some ratings real quick. Untapped has the Clown Shoe Space Cake at a 3.93 out of 6,251 ratings. Top three places to drink it. Bainbridge, Street Barrel... Works, maybe. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The City Pages Beer Fest in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the Shakespeare's Grill and Pub in Henderson, Nevada.
Shakespeare's. Have you been there?
Shakespeare's. No, really? I haven't been there.
Hmm.
But dang, they got some...
All right, Toby.
Surprises me.
You got some homework, homie.
Yeah.
You're going to have to beam me over there. You have to, like, ET phone over there or some shit.
Cool.
Toby,
the beer advocate,
to
which is outstanding.
Shakespeare's.
All right, folks,
take it away, Dave.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, all right, everybody. That was the Clown Shoes Space Cake Double IPA from Clown Shoes Brewery. The website is www.clownshoesbeer.com. Make sure you listen to the rest of our show on iTunes or on our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Check us out every week. We got a new episode that comes out, and we're going to drink some more beers and talk about them, but you have to listen to our audio version of the show. We'll also have our last call where we give you our pint ratings and tell you what we thought about this beer and how we rate it. So, check it out. Peace out, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Cheers.
Fun.
Cheers. Thanks for watching.
Ding, ding, ding.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, everybody. This is Toby out west. And for my extraterrestrial, I am trying the... Alien Amber Ale.
Just so everybody knows, Toby practically lives in Area 51.
Yeah.
He lives out in the middle of nowhere in Nevada.
Pretty much.
So this is the Alien Amber Ale.
His address is actually undisclosed. We have to
turn in your cell phones and stuff when you
takes
us at the gates.
Yeah. Out two or three vehicles.
The reality is Toby has a landing strip where he lives, and you fly a white plane with a red stripe down the side of it. Look up Google Jane Airlines, okay?
So this is, they got some cool little stuff on the aliens' foreheads, little like wheat stalks. on his forehead in the design. Anyway, so this is Sierra Blanca. I did their chili beer back on our It Hurts When IPA show. And
It was Janet Airlines. That's what it is. Google Janet Airlines. Yeah.
So this is their amber ale called Alien. This is probably their flagship beer. Maybe because of the name and the label and whatever, so people love it. So anyway, 15 IBUs, 5.2% ABV, and it's blended with 8 different types of barley. Mm. That's all I could get info-wise. And Sierra Blanca Brewing is out of the greater Albuquerque area. And I don't know exactly the name of this city, but they're basically Albuquerque. Did I say Arizona? Albuquerque, New Mexico. ABQ! Cracking it.
Cool, man.
Oh, so they have an alien wheat then, too.
Whoa, it just blew over. A little spillage. Haven't had that in a while. So it pours out pretty golden in color. Yeah. See, it looked a little golden at first, but it's very copper in color. I got lots of cloudiness going on in there. When I poured the rest of the bottle, I could see some sort of a cloudy sediment type thing swirling around. Nice carbonation.
Really?
I got one.
And it's an amber? And it's got an amber like sediment ale. And stuff?
Yeah. It's starting to churn up in there, so it's becoming completely cloudy. The highlights are kind of a pale orange color. I got about one human finger of head. On the nose, I get some like dusty, dirty malts, some honey. There's even a slight, slight metallic-y.
Metallic-y and
lagers.
Some woodiness.
Amber lagers.
But yeah, there's I'm getting kind of maybe like a honeysuckle, I guess, floral honey type notes. Yeah, and then just that big like damp malt.
Damn malt?
Damp.
Oh.
Damn malt.
Maltiness.
Malt.
Yeah, damn malt.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Ooh, it's kind of creamy.
I like it creamy.
Yeah, I'll bet. Wow, this is pretty nice. It's very, very drinkable. It's very smooth, very creamy.
You said creamy.
Yeah, it's very typical amber notes, you know, with some honey and some kind of crackery, toasted crackery, a little bit of biscuity notes in there.
Wait, did you just say like creamy biscuits?
Yeah, creamy biscuits.
Getting your tongue all in that creamy biscuit.
There's even in the back end, there's a little bit of the dirty, dusty malt. Not too bad. But it's very reminiscent, the malt character in it is a little bit reminiscent of Fat Tire, kind of. Except for Fat Tire, I think, is more harsh. And I think, Mike, you've mentioned something about Fat Tire, about you don't like what the
it's
yeast...
It's got a funkiness. It's got a serious funk to it.
Yeah, and I think Mike
Fat Tire does
out...
something to... I want to find out whatever kind of yeast or something that they use...
Because if you're backed up or whatever, it'll like, loosen you up.
It's this bloated kind of feeling that it gives me. Like I can't have more than one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that too.
And that like never happens.
Food pairing. I want bratwurst with this. Some sort of sausage plate.
I love how he said that. He's like, sausage.
Like some sort of like...
dirty like sausage.
German sausage plate. Nothing too spicy or anything like that. But, you know, like bratwurst sausage. Or knockwurst, yeah. Or something, some kind of wurst.
Cheddarwurst.
Yeah, some kind of cheddarwurst.
Actually, maybe cheddarwurst. That might work. But yeah, something like that. You know, just like sausage and maybe some sort of...
I want the cheap-ass 99-cent buns from Albertsons.
I mean, yeah, you could even throw it on...
Put a slice of American cheese on it.
Or maybe like a pretzel bun or something, like a hot dog pretzel bun.
Dude, you get a little too fancy, man.
All right, let's get some ratings here.
You sure you don't want to talk about one worse?
Oh, yeah, I guess the official name for this is Roswell Alien Amber Ale. Actually, no, because it doesn't say Roswell anywhere on the bottle.
Are you sure it's not? It's in red. I'm looking at the label.
Yeah, I know, but the one under it, the Alien Amber Ale from Sierra Blanca, it's the same thing. Oh, but that says 5.2. Yeah, so I'll go with that Roswell one. It's not on the label. Maybe they got new labels or something, but this one looks
Yeah, the website didn't say Roswell.
Yeah. But this is their American Amber at 15 IBUs, 5.2% ABV, and that's
so maybe Roswell's the old name and they it just says well, I can't
see
that's
probably what it is because that's not the label.
What's in red? What's in red above Alien?
It says Roswell.
On the bottle?
No. On here, it just says Alien, and it has...
Oh.
See that check-in right there? It has a photo.
The old label says Roswell.
That's what I have. So the old label is called Roswell, and the new one, they must have dropped the Roswell and just left Alien.
The new labels look way better.
Yeah, the new labels, they got some kind of like...
It's like an alien skull or something.
It's just his face. It's just the Gray's face. And there's some cool little design on his face. You know, there's the wheat stalks in his head.
And his forehead.
And there's
little swirls
in there. And it even has kind of like a gold shimmer to it in the alien font and in his eyes. It's pretty cool. It's actually really cool. Whatever they did to print this with, it's pretty sweet.
Well, just like top three places to drink this.
Kind of.
Looks like the top three places to drink this are the Adobe Rose Restaurant, La Plazuela at La Fonda, and the Old Chicago in Edmonton, Oklahoma. In Edmond,
La Fonda.
Did you say the rating? 3.24?
No. Wicked users rate the 2, which is okay.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. This is the Alien Amber Ale from Sierra Blanca / Rio Grande Brewing. Out of the greater Albuquerque, New Mexico area.
Oh, out of also, a quick little note too, they also have it at the Little Ale Inn in Alamo, Nevada.
Ale Inn.
So there's the Ailey Inn outside of the Area 51, but apparently there's a little Ale Inn in Alamo.
Ale Inn. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
I wonder if you could pair it with the alien jerky.
Ooh, now that's a thought. No. Actually, anything goes good with jerky, right?
Jerky.
Anything goes with jerky.
Mm-hmm. A little creamy biscuitiness with some jerky sounds good to me, man.
All right, I'm ending it now. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast, so we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
My tasting flight this week is from The Tap, which was formerly known as Haverhill Brewing Company. The Tap is out of Haverhill, Massachusetts, and their website is www.tapbrewingcompany.com. This beer is Intergalactic Acid. This is only 3% ABV and a whopping. This is probably the monstrous number of IBUs I think I've ever had in a beer ever. This is 4.
4?
So this is interesting. This is a Berliner Weiss. Which, not so long ago, I think we had a Berliner Weiss show.
We sure did.
if you actually go to the brewery, they actually have the old school syrups to add with this Berliner Weiss. So you can get the raspberry or the Woodruff syrup.
So the Berliner Weiss show was in September of 2013.
Okay, so it was a little while ago. So yeah, I'm going to crack it. I don't have much to say about it, except that they have a little interesting note about they take the malt. They actually have the malt mash for 36 hours until it becomes sour. So it's like breaking down the glucose and producing that lactic acid, which... I mean, I don't know if that's what they do for all Berliner Weisses, but that's what they do with this one in particular. So there you go.
Gotta make it funky.
Don't crack it. That's right. Bring in the funk.
This is a good time of year to have a Berliner Weiss, right?
I would say so. It's a fantastic style. I wish more breweries did them. I think we did have a tough time all actually finding one when we were to do the show. You know, back when we did the show.
Well, we had the Festina Peche from Dogfish Head was our fermentation beer.
And that's kind of a, well, that wouldn't be your traditional one. That was definitely loosely based on one. Would they even call it something? Would they call it like a Neo Berliner Weiss or something like that?
Yeah.
So this looks like a ginger beer. It's really yellow. Almost clear. There's a little bit of haziness in there. Lots of carbonation. The head dissipated very quickly. Bubbles still kind of bursting in the glass here, rising right up really fast. I don't know if you can see that on screen, but it's just like crazy carbonation. On the nose, wow. Lemon, sour, you know, like a lemon head's kind of something else, some kind of stinky... Yeah, it's like a stinky lemon head, but it's like a, it's a funk, but with a lemon head candy, but it smells tart. Remember how, what was it? It was just recently. Remember how sour the beers we were, that we had just recently?
It was the Goose for our season finale.
It's a little reminiscent of that, like, just smelling this, I'm starting to salivate.
Nice. Yeah.
Now, is this a new brewery to the show, or you did the tap before?
No, we've done the tap. This was Haverhill Brewing Company, so we've done a few from them. And then they're the ones who, you know, they do the Sassy Rabbit and Leather Lips. Leather Lips IPA, I think I've done on the show. They had that beer previously. They had a few of these previously. They just changed kind of their labeling, their whole branding, basically, to, you know, just the Tap Brewing Company. So I'm going to take a sip here. It is still, I mean, the carbonation is still going. I mean, it's like a ginger ale.
Yeah. It's like a champagne. Kind of or a...
Yeah, it's champagne-y. I mean, it's, I wish you could see how crazy this carbonation is. And it makes me think if they have the syrups there at the brewery that this is going to be, you know, a bitter beer. I mean, you know, a sour beer, tart beer. Here we go. Cheers. Taking a sip, yeah. Got a sweet tartness. Kind of like a lemonade. There's like a fresh kind of malty, almost like that spent malt kind of... it finishes with that, like a little bit of like damp maltiness. But the first sip, it's like almost like a shandy with something like really, you know, really light beer base, like something like a Pilsner. But it's more than that. It's got that special kind of tartness, you know, like a Berliner Weiss would have. But I could see how adding a flavor to this could... you know, step it up, whether you want to go raspberry or strawberry or, you know, summer-wise, this is...
Snowsberry.
This would be good with different flavors. It's got a very kind of malty lemon flavor, but I could see adding different things would make this really interesting. Yeah, it's super, it's so light. And I guess I should have expected that. It's only, you know, 3% ABV and 4 IBUs. It's super, I mean, it's sour, but not too sour. I mean, it's lemon. It's kind of like a lemonade, but there's still enough of that maltiness in to get kind of that beer base, you know? Huh. I'm going to pair something with this. I don't know, like, traditionally what they normally pair Berliner Weisses with, but I wouldn't mind. I would like fish with this. I'd like a very, you know, like a white fish, like something like an orange ruffy or a haddock or even a cod. Well, maybe not so much cod, because I want something something nicely grilled with maybe some kind of fruit or, you know, citrusy kind of marinade. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with, like a grilled fish, maybe some fresh vegetable, you know, grilled vegetables or something.
I was going to say some sort of maybe like grilled shellfish or something.
Yeah, or even like...
I can see people doing like a shrimp or something, like grilled shrimp, that kind of thing. I'm just not a shellfish guy, but I'd really like a nice white fish.
And this guy's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, people look at me funny when I say I don't like shellfish, especially around these parts.
Say, you're retarded.
You're retarded.
Get out of here. You're retarded.
So yeah,
massholes.
It's interesting. I guess I wasn't quite expecting this. Although, you know, if I think about it, this should have been exactly what I should have been, you know, expecting. Untapped comes in at a 3.58 out of 555 ratings. The top three places to drink this beer is Lord Hobo in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Lord Hobo?
Lord Hobo.
Yeah.
Lord Hobo.
Open air bitch palace. Boss?
Wait, Dave. Mike, say that again.
The open air bitch palace.
The open air bitch palace.
In Dave, Massachusetts.
Is there a place called Dave, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
There's actually a town called Dave.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go there while I'm back east.
Yeah. You got to take Dave to Dave.
I got to take Dave to Dave.
Is it between Rehoboth and
Rehoboth.
And Tatooine.
Rehoboth. No, I don't think there is a Dave, Massachusetts.
It's called Open Air Bitch Palace. So
it's basically someone just made that up.
And
someone lives with their girlfriend and they're not really liking it.
And the third place is the Sippy Cup Brew House in Thompson, Connecticut.
Compton? There's a Compton, Connecticut?
Thompson, Connecticut.
Thompson.
So you guys even listening to the show?
Are there any gangsters in Connecticut? Come on.
Oh, hey, Don Leone's in Connecticut.
It's Sippy Cup.
I mean, we've done videos with Tony Leone. That guy is nowhere near a gangster.
Nope. I wouldn't say that.
You just don't know Tony Leone.
He might be a mobster, but he's not a gangster.
Oh, okay.
He might be a mobster. Did you hear that, Tony Leone? He might be a mobster. That's like...
I see a full-size American sedan pulling into my house right now. I gotta run. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Leone had his guys out there in Temecula. He just made a call. He said, hey... Go to Crazy Dave's house. Shut that guy up.
Yeah, they got to give me a talking to, huh?
Yeah. And also, the Beer Advocate users rate this an 88, which is very good. So there you have it, folks. It is the Intergalactic Acid from the Tap Brewing Company in Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
For them to have kind of almost like a high-end logo where it's just kind of like some kind of silhouette of like a dog and a beer, or a dog and a beer, you know, like something.
Like a gray on black?
Or just something that, it doesn't, no words at all, doesn't even say Craft Beer Hound, but it's just got that cool stamp that you know what that is, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It, like, with stuff like that would look really cool to have, you know, a little cut, like, get that cut right into the aluminum, like a cutout. She's talking about saving weight and stuff, you know, just to have a cutout in the middle or something of the logo would be pretty cool. Anyway.
Well, right. We're live,
we're live this whole time? What's going on?
Oh, shit. Giving away trade secrets of craftbeerhound.com right here on the Beer Coasters podcast. Talk about a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no spoiler alert to this. I'm drinking the Clown Shoes Galactica India Pale Ale.
Galactica.
12 ounce?
It's a 12 ounce.
Sweet.
I don't know why I don't know how I found a 12 ounce, but I found a 12 ounce. So
yeah, they're starting to do more 12 ounce offerings. Because for a long time, Clown Shoes was strictly 22s, like a lot of breweries, but you can find a few of them now in the 12-ounce.
Well, they might have had, I don't know if it was a six-pack or what, that they, that, you know, whoever got it from broke it up or whatever, so. Let's see here, a little bit about this. Oh, yeah, it's available in 12-ounce four-packs, actually, or 22-ounce bombers. Marketing speak. Government warning, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink... Oh, wait a minute, that's not... Galactica, a hop staff wielding heroin patrols in karate kick mode through the heavens. Her mission, cosmic combat to promote good beer, dry hopped, and galaxy hops. A clean malt backbone enhances the dark and luscious IPA flavors. www.clownshoesbrew.beer.com have Ipswich, Mass, or at least their bottle of brewed out of Mercury Brew Company, Ipswich, Mass, 8% by volume. This is a big'un IPA, cracking it.
Double?
No, it's not a double. Their double is the one that we just drank, the space cake.
Well, you never know with Clown Shoes. They could have like three or four different double IPAs.
Yeah, it just says, remember how many different like Imperial Stouts they came out with?
Yeah.
You know.
Which is cool, you know. They have a new recipe, new label approval. If they can afford it, sure, man. Whatevs.
Lot ahead. Nice clear amber color, golden amber. A really toned down nose. You know, compared to the space cake that we just had, this is really mellow. Very subdued. I mean, it's a very tight nose. Maybe it's just the big head that I got.
Oh, he's taking a sip.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of the head.
I think that qualifies as a sip.
Hmm. Wow.
Qualified sip. Yeah.
Sneak in a sip. Yeah.
You sip sneaker.
I would not think this was an IPA. I mean, it's got a little bit of bitterness to it, but definitely not a West Coast style IPA. I mean, this is it's definitely a well-balanced beer. Mm. It got a little bit of zippiness on the tongue. It's got a... It's almost like a metallic-y kind of a taste.
Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun.
But it's not. It's strange. I don't... Oh, man, I don't know where to put this.
Put it in
I'll
your
tell
mouth.
You where to put it.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it in both your all asses.
Oh, my God.
That's why I do this podcast on the other side of the country.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, Beer Bloggers Conference, we'll all be in the same room, so you better watch out.
That's going to be some craziness right there.
If you hear some banging coming from the room next door down in Mission Valley, folks.
Hey, Mike.
Is there what we're staying? Mission Valley?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's right down the hill from Hillcrest, folks.
There's a lot of things right down the hill from Hillcrest.
It sounds like a metaphor for something.
Metaphor.
Like, oh, you're in downtown?
Speaking of Hillcrest, we should hit that brewery. How fun would that place be?
Yes.
Hillcrest Brewing Company? Hell yeah. We need a designated driver. So, Toby, you got to come up with a designated driver.
And, well, we'll do a No Offense 3 live at Hillcrest Brewing Company.
Okay, I'll get Bubba Crush. He'll drive my mom's van. And then we'll just
now we're
load
talking.
Up some people from the BBC.
My mom's van. That's awesome. I love it.
Wow, I mean, this beer is so... It's. I don't want to describe it as vegetable-y, but it's almost like beans or.
Beans? What kind
that's
of beans?
That's not a vegetable, that is a legume.
Yeah, what kind of legume? Are we talking pinto or are we talking.
Frijoles negros.
Not a kidney bean, but I mean.
Garbanzo?
Yeah, Boston baked beans?
A wasabi bean?
Refried?
Navy bean?
I don't... Maybe that's just what I'm going to pair with this. I'm just going to pair chili with it, you know?
There you go.
Hey, chili has no beans.
Chili's got beans?
Yeah,
chili's
no,
got beans.
No, real chili doesn't have beans.
Really? All right,
well
hey, ask the chili people. They know.
What do they put in it?
There's no beans.
Just meat and tomatoes, onions and garlic and.
Okay, some
my
sort
chili
of just,
has beans.
Some kind of chili, just some kind of chili it. Stew, then, Mike.
Chili stew.
Chili stew.
I like that.
Chili stew. That's what I'm going with. A light, not a spicy chili stew. Just a. I don't know. Damn. I don't know where to put that because it's such a mellow IPA. It's malty. It's light. It's got a little bit of a dirty mouth feel to it, but
dirty mouth.
A little bit of a zip, a little bit of bitterness, just enough though. But I don't know.
It's almost. I kind of wish you would have tasted this one first before.
Before I had the space cake. Yeah, I know. It's an amateur move on my part for. You know, doing that, but...
Hey, that's... Sometimes it's how the show goes, you know?
So, yeah, the show dictates...
We'll do a Russian Imperial Stout and then wash it down with a Pilsner.
Pilsner. You know? Yeah, hell yeah.
The other way around.
It's not our fault they give stupid names to these beers.
Well, Mike's the one that washes down the Russians with the...
I wash down the Russians? Yeah, with my flamethrower.
Damn. As Mike's marching into freaking Crimea right about now. About to start another Cold War. Well, folks, that was the Clown Shoes Galactica. Looks like the Untapped Raiders come in at 3.81.
Untapped Raiders.
Yeah, Mike and his flamethrower and the rest of the Untapped Raiders marching across Eastern Europe. 3.81 out of 15,144 ratings. Top three places to drink this are Harry's Hofbräu in San Leandro, California, the Bainbridge Street Barrel, I'm guessing, Festival in Philadelphia, PA, and the Bukowski Tavern in Cambridge, Mass.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Not the Bukowski, but we've been to Bukowski's.
We've been to some Bukowski, too.
Do they have Bukowski and Bukowski's?
Yes, we've been to Bukowski's, yes. We met Greg there before the...
OC Greg
conference,
yeah.
We've checked out Bukowski, and there's two different locations that I've been to with Bukowski's. Beer Advocate users rate this an 89, which is good.
All right, folks, that was Clown Shoes Galactica IPA from Clown Shoes Brewing. www.clownshoesbeer.com. So, check out our last call, which is coming up next, to see how we rate these beers. See how many flames we throw at these fools.
Dang, dude. Pause.
At Stony One Kenobi says,
when guys have a beer gut like Roger the alien in American Dad.
Alright, everybody, last call.
Alright, folks, it's time for our last call. We're going to give you some pint ratings of the beers that we drank, talk a little bit more about them, tell you what we honestly thought about them.
Honestly,
or maybe dishonestly, or maybe, who knows, whatever, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the beers that we drank.
So, Clown Shoes Space Cake.
On this podcast, he is Beer Coaster Toby.
It's Space Cake.
This is a pretty good double IPA. I mean, I liked all of the aromas at first. As it warmed up, it still kept a lot of that kind of pineapple-y, you know, candied pineapple. And I was even getting hints of some sort of like saltwater taffy type stuff happening.
I just accidentally poured my Tasty Flight into my fermentation.
Well, there's your little syrup you're going to pour in there.
A little Deepa. Essence of Deepa.
Deepa syrup.
You can have a tart. You can have a little tart Deepa.
I'm going to go with a 4.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's interesting. It's not super harsh. It's very smooth and, lots of big fruity flavors, and I kind of like that whole candy taffy stuff that was happening. So I'm gonna go for it.
Cool.
The Sierra Blanca Alien Amber. This one was pretty good too. It was very creamy and very smooth and super drinkable. I mean, which most ambers are. Pretty much all ambers. I mean, that's kind of their whole lot in life, is that they're just drinkable and they're non-offensive.
If they're lot in life, like that, you're saying like it's gonna be 3 sepia or something, like they're just gonna be like the bitch of the beers of the world.
No. Did he just call C-3PO a bitch?
Dude, C-3PO is a total bitch.
Wow. We lost like 3,000 listeners just now.
No, if I would say R2-D2 was a bitch, we'd probably lose all of our listeners.
The fact that he says it on our E.T. Extraterrestrial show? I mean, Dave, come on.
Yeah, that's not even Spielberg.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go with a 4 on this one also. I think it's worth checking out. And it's somewhat different from your typical amber with that creaminess. So,
the for onion. Okay, so for me, for the space cake, double IPAs are my favorite IPAs. And I do, even though I don't brew, I do appreciate what it takes, I think, to make a good double IPA. I would love to have this beer on tap because I think it would be so much better. I think this is done really well. I like it. I'd just love to have it on tap. I think it would be, I just think I would give it a better score. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I'm right along the same lines as Toby. It's good. If I saw it somewhere, I would pick it up. It's just got some good flavors. I like the hop character to it. It's got a nice malt backbone, which is always key for me for a double IPA. So there you go. It's a 4. For my tasting flight, the Taps Intergalactic Acid. I like Berliner Weisses, if that's the right way to say that. Weisses. I would love to try this with the different syrups.
Sir.
I feel like this is kind of... They kind of took a Berliner Weiss, kind of a recipe template, and said, okay, let's try to do something here. I don't know how different this is from a lot of the other ones. I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of Berliner Weisses. So the ones that I've had have been really, really good. So it's hard for me to give this one as good a rating, even though I've only had a few of them. It's just the other ones were so phenomenal. If you take the, was it the Night Shifts, was it Everweiss? Right,
yeah.
Dave? That's
yeah.
the one we had. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great one.
That was awesome.
Had one.
Even
yeah, the,
I
the,
like those fruity beers.
I like kind of Dogfish's Head. Dogfish's Head.
Pesci.
Dogfish Head's take on that on their Berliner Weiss as well. Yeah,
Night Shifts
it's
the
good.
Summer Weiss.
Yep, they have the Summer Weiss as well.
Right, right.
That's
yeah.
the other one.
That's
we had
the one had on
the we had the Ever Weiss on
the beer bloggers conference.
Oh, okay.
That was the Kiwi Strawberry one, which I know, like I'm getting kind of way off. Like it's not obviously not your textbook Berliner Weiss, but.
It was epic.
There's something better about that sour and the tart that this one doesn't quite have. This has a nice kind of lemonade-y tartness to it. There's not too much sweetness at all. It has a nice maltiness, so you still know this is a beer. So I have to give it credit for that. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I almost want to give it a 4, but I'm going to give it a 3.5.
You know, for me, first of all, I got to give it up to Clown Shoes. I mean, the label on this bottle is pretty bomb ass. It looks like you've got
bomb
a
ass. And for those of you who don't know, that's a compliment.
It looks like you. First of all, it looks like you got a black superhero with an M on his chest. I'm guessing it stands for muffin or something. Because there's muffins all over the place, and maybe that's just a shout out to their muffin top beer.
No, it's that's from Mike, right? Same dude. You're talking about the space cake or the Galactica?
The space cake.
Yeah, that's from what's it called? Miracle Mike. That's what the M is for.
Oh, okay, Miracle Mike. I don't know. Let me fantasize about it.
Okay, you can do whatever you want.
He's like, I'm going to get some of that.
You can call C-3PO a bitch if you want. Oh, I'm sorry. You already did that.
No, it's a pretty funny label. You look at this like, yeah, that's a cool-ass label. You know, way better than their, you know, well, okay. Their labels are pretty good. Like the Luchador en Fuego that I had a few weeks back. Great label. Horrible f***ing beer. But this space cake... I mean, it's great. I mean, it's like Mike said, it's got a great malt backbone. It's got this wonderful pineapple, aromas and
forgot
flavors.
To mention
and stuff.
That the pineapple, yeah.
And I'm gonna toot my own horn, suck my own here and say it, but you know, I think that's gonna be great with some roasted.
For the record, Crazy Dave cannot suck his own.
How do you know I can't autofillate?
I've seen your flexibility.
Damn. No, but it's I think this is great. I'm gonna give this this is
late. Sorry, I was late to the. That just struck me funny.
No, it's no hidden agenda that I like malty double IPAs. It's how I think they should be. I'm not a big West Coast monster IPA fan. You know, I think the East Coast does it much better.
Oh, that's your fault.
This is one point where I think the East Coast does it better. I think they do the double IPAs better. They don't do Chinese food better, but they sure as hell do double IPAs better. So I'm going to give this a 4.5. I think it's really good.
Nice.
Galactica IPA. It's different.
You're thinking me want Chinese food? Now.
Yeah.
Same deal. I mean, it's just a good malty IPA. I'll give it a 3.5. It's solid beer. You know, definitely something worth checking out. Really drinkable. Surprisingly, really drinkable for being 8%. So, you know, it's a little bit on the stronger side, but goes down nice, smooth, and easy. And yeah, it's going to get you messed up quick. What do we got for shout-outs, guys?
I want to give a shout-out to Tanner Brown, also Book and Beer Girl, the Brew Beer Blog, Lee in London, and the Cold Brew Post. Also, give a shout-out to K-Ban Brewing Company and BK Street Panther. Oh, and Lauren Sage, sorry.
Is that like Backstreet Panther?
Not Backstreet Panther.
Backstreet Boys are hitting up
my... I want to give a shout-out to, on Untapped, I want to give a shout-out to Mike K, Eric D, Chris Melton.
Pull shout-outs from Untapped, and I never do that. So. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Chris Melton, he commented on the Space Cake. He said, gotta love their use of Mosaic in this. Definitely one of my favorite beers. See, Chris Melton knew what hops were used in it.
It said that Mosaic right here.
Sorry.
I'm a fan of Mosaic. Christ. I've talked about that before. It's
wow. Okay, sorry, Dave. And shout out to Lonnie K.
Lonnie Naughty, we like to party. We don't bother nobody.
He commented on my Roswell Alien Amber. He said, "You're from a whole nother world, a different dimension."
Ah, so we got a fan. Ain't that cute? Well, damn, well, I got to give a shout out to all the regular homies. You know, Gino Kennedy, David Hirschbach. Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow tapped into a beer I was drinking yesterday. Yes! I
haven't heard from Rick in a long time.
Yeah. So, Philip M. And also Malt Porter toasted us last week when I was drinking the old yin. So,
Old yin. I enjoyed this show. I just want to put that out there.
All right.
I'm glad you did.
I'm slightly more intoxicated than I have been on other shows. So, you gotta give it up for the high ABV.
And I can't say that I've ever mixed a double IPA with a Berliner Weiss before, but you know what? It's not as bad as you would think it would be. Think it is? Think it would be.
You know, just a reminder to all the listeners, this is Yo Show. We just drank it in it.
Yo Show?
Yo Show, we just drank it in it.
Yo Show, yo.
Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and YouTube and the Twitter and...
The Twitter. See, that's the sign that Dave's getting old. You can find us on the Twitter.
Like the little birds will whisper something in your ears or something for 140 characters.
I see Dave's cap collection frame there is hiding behind his pillows.
Yeah. How many caps you got in there?
Dude, it's taking a nap.
Well, it's hiding the lack of... Okay.
Oh, that's what it was. He was he was embarrassed by his inventory.
Unlike me, probably Toby's got a display.
Toby's got a bigger cap collection than me.
It's almost half full.
Well, Toby's cap collection also started back in 1995, I think.
Yeah. And I have some corks in there, too, so those take up some space.
Nice. No, it looks cool, man. I dig it.
Thanks. Craftbeerhound.com. Oh, yeah. It holds about 1,600.
And we're going to figure out a way to give our listeners some kind of special something.
Well, you know, if you go to beercoasterspodcast.com and you click on the Craft Beer Hound logo, you can find all sorts of awesome stuff, you know, t-shirts and...
And some cool new stuff that we actually saw tonight on the show that
I
don't know if it's on the site yet, but
it's coming soon
and it's pretty damn cool, if I do say so myself.
Six-pack holder.
And right there, me plugging that's worth at least 10% off.
Cheers.
All right, folks, cheers. See you next week. We'll drink some more.
It's Friday the 13th next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scary.
Some freaky beers. I'm gonna get freaky next Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Crazy Day's gonna do some stalking or something.
Okay, I take it back. The double IPA and the Berliner Weiss. Bad combo.
What's your name? I just want to know who I'm looking at.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Set phasers to drunk.
A little creamy biscuitiness with some jerky sounds good to me, man.
You can do whatever you want.
He's like, I'm gonna get some of that.
You can call C-3PO a bitch if you want. I'm sorry, you already did that.
How do you know I can't auto-fillate?